Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Among the many key changes introduced in income tax forms this year, a new schedule has been inserted that captures the tax deferred on ESOPs. So what is a taxpayer needed to do in their ITR this year if they were allotted ESOPs last financial year? Hi, I am Shipra from Mint's personal finance team, and I have with me Sandeep Junjunwala, who's a partner at Nangia Anderson LLP, who will tell us all about the introduction of the schedule related to ESOPs in the ITR forms.
Hi, welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started on your money journey.
Hi, Sandeep. Welcome to Why Not Mint Money.
Hi, Sipra.
So before we talk about the changes that have been introduced in the current assessment year's ITR forms, let us first start by understanding what is the rule about deferring tax on ESOPs.
So currently the tax on perquisites is required to be paid of exercising the option, which generally leads to a cash flow issue, as this benefit of ESOP is considered to be in kind. So recognizing the transformational effect that startups have on the economy and to ease the burden of the payment of taxes by the employees of eligible startups, the government in Finance Act 2022 introduced a provision for the deferral of perquisite taxes for the employees of eligible startups. Now, this move, which was introduced in the Finance Act 2022, caused the TDS on perquisite to stand deferred until earlier of three events. And these three events are expiry of 48 months from the end of the relevant assessment year. That's event one. Second is the date of sale of security or the share which is allotted on exercise. And third is the date of termination or cessation of employment. So the TDS stands deferred until, you know, earlier of these three events. The way it works is the value of perquisite is freezed in the year of exercise itself, basis the rules which prevails, and tax has to be deducted at the rate in force for the financial year in which the shares gets allotted or transferred. So this is how the entire deferral mechanism works. But what is important for us to note is that a startup to be considered as eligible, it has to be approved by the Interministerial Board of Certification. And if you talk of numbers, maybe close to around 400 startups in India are IMB certified out of, you know, the ecosystem of close to around 60,000 government registered startups. So this means that, employees of larger revenue generating startups are at a disadvantage. Also, the revenue limit for a startup to be recognized as eligible is as low as 100 crore. So we can safely say that a larger part of the population which is eligible for this deferral of TDS on ESOPs is left out.
Right. So can you tell us what are the taxation rule for those startups who are not eligible under this deferral rule?
Now, while this could be spread over a period of time, the three phases that we spoke about, the first trigger of taxation in the hands of an employee is that event of exercise of ESOPs. Now, on exercise, the differential between the fair market value of the shares allotted and the strike price is taxed as perquisite in the hands of the employee, and the onus is on the employer to deduct appropriate taxes on that perquisite value at the time of discharge of salaries. The income tax rules mandate that a SEBI registered category 1 merchant banker decides the valuation of shares to arrive at its fair market value on allotment or on exercise of the shares. Now, the subsequent tax event is triggered on the sale of shares, which is allotted on exercise of ESOPs by the employee, and this follows the capital gains tax regime. So depending on the period of holding of those shares, the employee is liable to discharge taxes. It could be a long-term capital gains or a short-term capital gains, and you know, different tax rates applies on the subsequent sale of the shares which are allotted on exercise of ESOPs.
Right. So coming back to to the changes that have been made in the current ITR form for rules around deferring tax on ESOPs. So what exactly is the change that is introduced in the ITR forms?
So earlier, an employee was required to disclose the value of perquisite from ESOPs in the return of income in the year in which the shares are allotted on exercise. But due to the deferment of payment of taxes of the employees of the eligible startups, now the employee need not pay taxes on perquisite arising from ESOP in such year. The taxes gets deferred to the trigger of the event that we spoke about. So the deferment of taxes for eligible startups was introduced with effect from AY21-22. And the ITR 2 form, which is applicable to individuals not having PGBP income, and ITR 3 form, which is applicable for individuals having PGBP income, that contained a disclosure requirement under the schedule for computation of tax liability on total income for disclosing the taxes which are deferred. Now, in order to enable the taxpayers and the tax authorities to monitor the year in which the taxes so deferred are required to be paid, a new schedule, and that schedule is called the tax deferred on ESOPs, is now inserted in ITR 2 and ITR 3 forms for assessment year 22-23. And this schedule captures details related to deferment, like the amount of taxes which are deferred, brought forward from the earlier assessment year, if there's any occurrence of taxable event like expiry of 48 months, or if there is a transfer or sale of shares or cessation of employment, if there is any amount of tax payable in the current assessment year, and by the balance amount of tax deferred to be carried forward to the next assessment year. These are the kind of disclosure which gets captured in schedule in the ITR form for AY22-23.
Right. And where can the taxpayer get all this information, at one place, so that to ensure that they are filling in all the information correctly?
So, the form itself is very, very self-explanatory. It clearly contains the guidelines. There is a separate FAQ also, which has been made available on the income tax portal, and which clearly outlines what are the kind of disclosure that needs to be captured in the schedule as far as the deferment of taxes on ESOP is concerned.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic or make a suggestion of a personal finance topic that you would like us to cover, I can be reached at Twitter under the username of Shipra Singh Sorath and on LinkedIn at Shipra Singh. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.